You are starting now Masechta Bava Basra on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Really, this Masechta talks about the beginning, at least, about Hilchas Nischa Shcheinim. That means the damage one neighbor does to another damage. Not so much like in Bava Kama, whether you're in Av Hamazik. But here's the question: do you have to stop it or not? Or who has to go away one from the other in order not to cause damage one neighbor to the other neighbor?
Masechta Bava Basra. Mishnah starts off, Ha-shutfim she-rotsu la-sois mechitza b'chotzer. Shutfim, two people that own the chotzer together. In the Gemara's time, the pshat was, they used to have a house that opened up into the chotzer. So two houses opened up into the same chotzer. So in Mela, they were shutfim together. And now they wanted to divide up this, they wanted to make a mechitza. They want to divide up the chotzer and make a mechitza in between, as if to say, this half belongs to me and this half belongs to you. So Shirotsu Lasas Mechitza, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means. They agreed to make a Mechitza. Mashum Miyikra Din, they don't have to make this Mechitza. There's no Takonim with the Rabbanim that you have to. It's only because Shirotsu, because they wanted to make the Mechitza. So Boinen Es HaKoysu B'Yemtza, when they both agree, like to make the Mechitza, then the Lochra is, you're supposed to build this wall in the middle of the Chotzer. Now Mokem Shinogu Livnois Gevil, Gozis Kefisin Levenim Boinim Hakil Kiminig Hamadina. Whatever the meaning of that place is, when they go to build up walls in between a chotzer to divide the property, so the type of material you use in that mokum, that's the way you're supposed to do it. So Gevil is one type of a brick. Rashi says, and I'll come a forest be Gemara. The different shurim, each one is bigger than the other. A Gevil, I think, is on the smooth rocks. Gozis already is smoothed out stones, Kfisim already are half a bricks, and Levenim is a whole brick. So Bainim, the pshat is, if one shutif says, I want to build with better material, and the other shutif says, nothing doing, I don't want to spend so much money, I want to make a cheaper wall, cheaper material. So whatever the minig hamokim is, he has a right to win out. He could tell the other shutif, you have to do it the way I want to do it, since this is the minig of the mokim. Now Gevil, when they want to build the wall using a Gevil, so Zen Noisin Gimut Fochim, Ve Zen Noisin Gimut Fochim. A Gevil is 6 Tvachim. So therefore each one has to give 3 Tvachim. In other words, they're building this wall in between the Chotzer to divide up the property, so each one has to give half of the place for the wall. So if the wall is going to be 6 Tvachim wide, each one has to give up 3 Tvachim of their property for this wall. The Gozis, let's say they're going to build the wall with the Gozis, that's smoothened out stones already. Then it's only wide 5 Tvachim. So each one has to give 2.5 Tvachim. The Chvisin, they want to use half of bricks. Hey, together it's only 4 Tvachim, so therefore each one has to give up 2 Tvachim of his place. The Levenim, if they want to build it with bricks, then zeh noitzen tefach umachza, vizeh noitzen tefach umachza. Since bricks are only 3 tefachim wide, so each shutif has to give half of that place, 1.5 tefachim, for the place to build this wall. Now, since the Mishnah starts off that there's such halacha, both of them have to build it together, and both of them have to give equal share on the property, the karka where it's built on. So the Mishnah says, lefikach, therefore, imnof al ha-kaisel, let's say later on, the kaisel, the wall, caves in, falls down, and now it's a shiloh between the two shutfim. Who owns the wall? And who owns the mokum, the place, or the karka, who owns the place where the kaisel was? So the Mishnah says, Ha-mokim v'ho-avonim shel-shneim. You should know that both of them share equally in the place, in the Mount of Karkam. Like the Mishnah explained, they both gave 3 tvachim, they both gave 2.5, they both gave 2. So the property, the land on which the kaisa was, belongs now to both of them. And the same thing in the avonim. When they go now to divide up the stones, it's an equal share. That's the Mishnah telling us, lefikach. Since it starts off that there's atkonas chachomim, that when you go to build the wall, you have to build the kiminik hamokim, and it has to be done b'shutfis, both together. So that's the chiddush, that one shutfis is not nemo to say later, he builds up the whole wall. If he's going to say he builds up the whole thing on his own property, he will have to bring a raya. Because like this, when Astam we say, they both build it together, and they both shared the property. So they both own it equally. The same thing the Mishnah says, v'chein begina. The same thing if you have a garden, you share a garden, you and your friend, and now you want to divide it. You want to make a mechitza in the middle of the gardens. So the same thing. Here, if the minig is that they put up a mechitza, a geder, so here it says lashon of mechayav v'noisoy. We force them to make the mechitza. So here it's a stronger lashon than the reisha. And the reisha, it doesn't say we force them to make the mechitza. It just says imrotzu latzais. If they are willing to do it, then they're supposed to build it up. Here by Gin, it's mashma, we'll see in the Gemara why, it's mechayav v'noisoy. Here they have a chiyav to build up the wall in between the two gardens. We soon see why. Avol bebika, let's say it's a question of living in the valley. It's not a garden, it's just a valley. And two people own the area there equally. So mokim shenagu shalei ligdar ein mechayav v'noisoy. The minig is, even after the divide, you don't have to build up a wall. It's not a problem, one will look onto the other, one will come in. It's just enough to know exactly where you divide it up. So just put down pegs there. It's enough to put down small dividings to know exactly where you made the division. But you don't have to build up a wall. We'll explain all this in the Gemara why. Ela but imrotzu, if one of the shutfim wants to build a wall in a dikah, so the other shutfim does not have to agree. Therefore, koinis l'teich shalai ubayna. If you want to build it, what you're going to have to do is move completely into your rishus, and there build the wall, whatever it is, 4, 5, or 6 tvachim, and the whole thing will belong to you, because you can't force the other one to help you build the wall in a bika, because there it's not a minig hamukam to build walls there. There it's enough just to make pegs to divide up to know where the boundaries are. Now, the Mishnah says in Eitz HaTorah also, v'yoseh chazis mibachutz. Make a type of a sign on the outside of the wall that we should know you build the wall yourself. So in case later on there are complaints, who does it belong to, and who owns the mukam, you're going to have a similar sign on the wall, like something's going to project towards your rishus, that shows us that you're the one that built it. Lefikach, therefore, im nofel ha-kaisel, let's say the kaisel later falls down in the bika, in the valley, so ha-mukam we have on him shalai, you should know the mukam, the place where the wall stood, and the stones belong to you, because the other one didn't help you along. And what's the proof it's yours? Because the chazis was towards yours. The simen was towards you. That shows us that you were the one that built it. What's going to be a mosum idashnayim? Let's say you're living in the bik in the valley, and both shutfim agree together to build the wall, even though they don't have to. But if they decide they want to build, they want to have privacy, they decide to build up the wall, then the locker is, once they both agree to do it together, then you're supposed to build it in the middle of the boundary, as if to say each one gives half of the property. And now, make a sign on this wall projecting both ways, on outside and on inside. That will show us that both of them own the wall equally. Lefikach, therefore, im nofel ha-kaisel, what's going to be if this wall that has the chazis, the projections on both sides, falls down, ha-mokim v'havonim shol shneim, the place of the kaisel and the stones itself belongs to both of them. So the kids of the Mishnah says the chilul between three different places. There's first the chotzer, that's a regular front yard in front of your house that people use, the mishtamish there. There also there's no chiyuv to build up the wall, but once you decide to divide and build up a wall, there are certain halachas how you're supposed to build up the wall. Then by a gina, that's if you have a garden. That means you have your produce growing. And we'll see in the Gemara, there is a svar of ayin hara, that somebody else may look at what's growing by you, and they'll give an ayin hara there. There's a bigger svara, you should have a mechitza there, that people can't look through to give an ayin hara. So by a gina, there is a chiyuv to build up the wall. And by bika, the chlal is not even a minig to build the wall usually. Therefore in a bika, if one person wants to do it, he makes the chazis towards himself. And if they decide to do it together, something special, then they make the chazis, they make the signs on both sides, as if to say, this wall belongs to both of them. Now the Gemara says, Savruha, means the Gemara thought to say, my mechitza. What is the Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah, when it says, ha-shutfim shirotzu lasas mechitza. The shutfim, these partners, wanted to make a mechitza. What does a mechitza mean? So the Havamina is guda. It means a wall, like we poshetaych. How do we explain?